Yeah, definitely proud, because like I said, Dalton's been in these situations. He's won numerous of games. He's been in numerous of playoffs, like regardless of their record. So I'm very, very proud of our defense, able to stand and able to kind of hold the offense in check a little bit.
Talk about complimentary football. I mean, you guys have been holding it down. Give up a big play there, and the offense comes back and drives.
Yeah, that was huge. That was huge because we had one mistake in the second half, and that one big play, that's it. And, could have easily been, disappointing for the as far as results. But our offense was able to withstand it, come back out there, make a long drive, score when the need be, take a lot of time off the clock, and then we was able to finish it off. So definitely huge, definitely complimentary football.
How far has this team come in terms of learning how to win ball games?
We're doing so. The last couple of years, especially starting last year, really, been learning how to win these close games, and it's really paying off. You see what happened today. See what happened in previous games. So, very, very proud of this team. We're learning on the fly, but also with experience from previous games, we're kind of able to close these games off like the way we want to.
What's it mean to win? That hasn't happened earlier.
Man, I didn't even know it until somebody told me in the showers. It's huge. It's huge. It just shows how much work we put in. And it's really paying off, and we just got to keep it up. You know, we can't get overly concerned with being too high or too low. Just stay even keel, and I think we're just going to be just fine.
How proud of you are you of the pass rush? I mean, we talked about you were like, sacks don't matter. We're getting pressure.
Yeah.
You got a sack today, but, I mean, the pass rush forced turnover.
Yeah, man, it's huge. And like I told y'all before, I'm not concerned with numbers. I just want pressure to get – Dalton making some bad throws and get turnovers, you name it. And we was able to do so. It was huge. You know, Dalton was never able to get comfortable. They had one play in the second half with that slant to A.J. Green, and that's pretty much it. I thought we did a tremendous job just making it really hard for their offense.
What's the key to you guys improving over the last 4 weeks as a defense?
Camaraderie. I really feel like camaraderie and just the chemistry we have, and everybody just being consistent, playing at a very high level, I think is really paying off. You guys see it in practice how we all work together. We don't want to let our brother down that's playing next to us. So I really think that's helping a lot.
Ever any doubt while you're there on the sidelines, the offense has the ball and making that last drive, they're not going to stick it in the end zone?
Yeah, no doubt at all. I know they've done it numerous of times. Once they get their mind to it, they can score at any time, at any will. So I'm definitely confident on the sideline. A little nervous, but confident.
You'd like to have them get their mind to it throughout the entire game, wouldn't you?
No, I know they will. You know, they're going to help fix the corrections here and there, and then be able to adjust on the fly. We've got a short week, and I think they'll be just fine.
How good do four-game winning streaks feel?
Feels great. Hasn't happened to me in a while. So feels great. Definitely something unique. Winning all these games at home as well, too. Something we want to continue the growth on this team.
Is there anything more satisfying winning close games? Like, in a way, is that more satisfying than winning blowout games?
No, I'd rather it's nothing. It's always satisfying when you get a win, regardless, blowout or a close game. Well, I'd rather we close out games earlier so I won't have a heart attack. But, it's definitely – it shows growth and maturity, how we're able to, be down and come back and win when it really matters.